Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Motor Mouth Podcast with Harry Benjamin and Tim Silvey. This is the place where we meet some of the biggest names in and around motorsport, chat about their lives and everything in between.
We've partnered with the Brain Tumor Charity, helping to raise awareness and help find a cure. Thanks to our partnership, we've been able to create a short series of special podcasts uncovering those within the motorsport community who've been affected by these devastating diagnoses. You can hear those stories, including the Williams F1 team's planning director, Richard Jones, right now on your chosen podcast player. The charity work all year round to help develop research and raise awareness through schemes like their newly launched 10 Ways We Can Help for People Affected by a Brain Tumor Diagnosis, which includes an interactive guide along with all of their support offerings on their website, braintumorcharity.org. A huge thank you for your support. If you can donate anything, you can also do that through the motormouth.club website or through the Brain Tumor Charity directly. And together, we can help every single person affected by a brain tumor. It's season 8 and we're really excited to be once again teaming up with F1 Experiences, the official experience, hospitality and travel program of Formula 1. F1 Experiences is the closest you can get to the pinnacle of motorsport. And let's face it, any chance to get close to Formula 1 this year, we are all over it. And the brilliant news is you can now return trackside thanks to F1 Experiences. Enjoy the very best race tickets and track hospitality, first class hotel, and unprecedented access you simply cannot get anywhere else. For more information on how you can book your F1 experience, visit f1experiences.com, where you can also save 5% on your very own F1 Experiences package by using the code MOTORMOUTH when checking out online. So, what are you waiting for? Experience the 2021 F1 season firsthand with exclusive access courtesy of F1 Experiences. Get booking today at f1experiences.com.
Hello, Tim Silvey here, and today we have a right little treat for you. It's a double whammy, a duo, a pair, a brace of racing drivers. One hails from Belgium and the other from the Netherlands. And did you know that both Belgium and Holland have a great deal in common? They both became independent from the UK in 1839, and both countries share a lot. Not just borders, there are around 35,000 Belgians living in Holland, and around 111,000 Dutchies living in Belgium. They often JV to bid for major sporting events and team up for shows like So You Think You Can Dance and Next Top Model. And now, in true testing fashion, Harry Benjamin, I would like to know from you which countries Belgium borders. Clue, there are four. Go.
For anybody listening to the last podcast, he asked me which eight countries border Austria, and I got two.
One is pretty easy.
Four. It's four. All right. Fine. All right. So I'm going to go with France.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then France, and then I'm going to go with
another country that is called. I just freak
useless.
Out with it.
Right. No, it's really easy.
This is very easy. This, Luxembourg, Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. It is Luxembourg. Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah.
Holland.
And Holland.
So, yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Nick, for clarifying for my completely inept co-host.
Sorry, my audio is a bit rubbish, so I didn't hear any of that. So whatever. Basically, I think the four countries that border it are Holland, France, Germany, and Luxembourg.
Well done.
I'm going to go with.
Very
how's that?
Good, very
is that
good.
All right?
I'll give you that one. Now,
yeah, just act like that.
Yeah. Well done, Harry. We'll edit that so it's all you.
Yeah, we'll do that in post. Yeah.
Talking of Nick, we are not alone. Shall I introduce today's guests?
I think so.
So we're very spoilt today to be joined by Mercedes EQ, Formula E drivers Nick de Vries and Stoffel Vandoorne. Nick, originally from the brilliantly named Sneek, started in karting and went on to win karting world championships in 2010 and 2011 before moving up to Formula Renault 2.0, Renault 3.5, GP3 and Formula 2, where he took the title in 2019. And in the same year, took part in the World Endurance Championship. He, of course, went on to join Mercedes EQ Formula E, which brings us up to date with him. His teammate, who also joins us, is Stoffel Vandoorne, a man who has bundles of experience at the top level. He's been in Formula E since 2018, but started way back at 6 years old in karts. He won the Belgian KF2 Championship before F4 Euro Cup, which he casually won in his debut season. He was a McLaren Mercedes reserve driver, but he kept the ring rust away with his involvement in GP2, which he won at the second time of asking. He made his F1 debut in 2016 before switching to Formula E in 2018. And as we talk today, Mercedes EQ are right up there in the hunt for the team's championship, and both Nick and Stoffel are mathematically in with a chance for the title. It's a pleasure to have a power half hour with them both. Nick and Stoffel, welcome to the Motormouth podcast.
I was hoping you're going to introduce some proper company. Like, you already introduced us, so I was like, oh, I'm expecting a kind of surprise for us now. I don't know.
No, that's it. It's just you.
Some stuff. Finish my sentence, please, because I would be in trouble. You can.
No, I'm going to leave you in trouble for this one.
No, we should have had all 18 drivers that are still eligible for the championship. I think that would have been good. Please welcome all of the others. But I think Zoom has a maximum capacity on that. But Stoffel and Nick, thank you very much for taking some time out for us. And it's a very busy weekend, of course, because it's the Thursday before Berlin. This will go out after the race as well. So we can't make any prediction. Well, we can predict, but we don't know what would have happened, of course. Where are you both now? How's the feeling at the moment? What's sort of the usual vibe before a race on a Thursday? Stoffel, if we start with you.
Yeah. So, at the moment, we're in our hotel room in Berlin. Kind of getting ready for the weekend. Thursday is, you know, usually our first day on track. The morning on a Thursday is pretty relaxed still. But, you know, we'll be going to the circuit this afternoon, doing some media stuff, have a catch-up with our engineers, which is, you know, a technical meeting before the weekend kicks off. And then, yeah, from tomorrow, the race weekend, you know, it's fully starts with shakedown, practice, and then races on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's a very big weekend ahead. Nick, let's come to you. I want to know from you what your teammate's like. Can you tell us any weird or wonderful things he does? Anything interesting about him? Any strange things he does before a race?
No, not really. We honestly have a good relationship. We went for a run together this morning, and I think we make a good team. We work together on track, but we obviously speak the same language. So it's very easy communicating, and yeah, we stay in touch on and off track, and yeah, we get on well. So nothing really particular to say. I'm sorry, it's a bit boring, but it is the reality, you know. The catering girls at FE, they always call us the twin brothers, because exactly. Wherever we turn up together.
We literally turn up everywhere together. We do all our, you know, events together. So we go to the bathroom. Well, we do go to the bathroom together, but separately. <you know?
laughs> that's an exclusive. Out of the equation.
Yeah. Is the language that, what do you speak? Is it Flemish? Is that how you talk, or is there something else?
Dutch. Flemish is the same as Dutch. It's just like a different dialect, basically.
Got you. And Stoffel, same question, I suppose. You know, you guys obviously get on well, your teammates as well as rivals. Any interesting tidbits about Nick and then the way he conducts himself? Digging for dirt here.
I mean, Nick pretty much summed it up. You know, I think we're both you know, quite professional in our approach within you know, within the race team, and we're you know, very similar in terms of our approach with the racing, with how we deal with our engineers and the environment within the team. So yeah, I don't think there's anything too weird, to be honest.
Damn it, for God's sake. Right, okay, we'll move on.
But no, we're boring. Nice. Yeah, we're just boring.
It's nice, though, that you have such a good relationship and a good, well, that's what you want, isn't it, your teammate? You want someone to push you and also to get on with them off the track as well, if you can. But let's go into when you first both had your starts in Formula E. Nick, if we start with you as well, because, of course, I suppose you're going to be used to, you know, traditional combustion-focused engine-powered cars coming from Formula 2 as well. What was that transition like in those early stages of your first season coming to Formula E?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, the basics of racing remain the same. Racing or driving a racing car to the limit, I think, is very similar in anything you drive. It doesn't really matter. The basics are everywhere the same. The feeling might be certainly different, and the limits are as well, but the basics remain the same. The biggest difference is really the format of the race weekend and I think how the championship has been designed. So obviously we have electric racing cars, we have very little downforce, profile tires, so kind of road tires, two sets or one and a half set per event, depending if we have two or one race to the weekend. We race in city centers on city tracks. We come to fans rather than fans to us. We obviously try to spread a very sustainable message, which is much bigger than us. Racing has been very, well, not so environmental friendly, and we are actually proving and showing the opposite. Then you have the energy management in the race and the strategic elements and aspects, such as the attack mode, etc. So, yeah, it's to me, it's not so much the pure driving as in a fast lap. In the race, obviously, there is a lot more to it, such as the energy management and the strategic elements of it. But at the end of the day, it's a race car, and yeah. It requires some adaptation, and it's a very tricky car to drive at the limit. That's why it's, you know, close, and that's why you see people up and down as well. Same for myself. But the real, like, of course, there's less grip, less downforce, so you can attack less. But at the end, it's the same, but different, as in the limits are different.
And Stoffel, you've come from you know, your Formula One background, for example, where you often have to manage tyres throughout a race. How important is that that energy management that Nick talks about there in the management of your race? And we've seen examples of it in Formula E where, you know, many teams have got it wrong and ended up either almost or completely running out of energy. How hard is that process when you're in the middle of a track or hot-blooded and in the thick of it?
Yeah, it depends a little bit circuit to circuit. So some tracks are very difficult on the energy management, and others are quite easy. Like, you know, the last race we had in London was one of the easiest ones we had in terms of the energy management. So it was not, you know, not that much difference between teams and between drivers, let's say. But I think it gets a lot more interesting when there is energy management into play, because that's where, you know, the teams can make a strategic difference. That's where the drivers as well can do a better job than another one. And because the championship is so, you know, so close now that everyone is, you know, kind of within a very, very small percentage of each other, performance-wise, if you have a small energy advantage, that can bring you quite a lot of benefits towards you know, the end of the race, especially. So it can buy you some overtakes, and you know, usually at the end of the race when people are starting to struggle, that's where kind of all the mayhem kicks off and people starting to overtake and it is, you know, it is a key element of Formula E, and I hope it remains like that in the future.
It's a tricky championship, isn't it? And that's why it's so tight. And so you need to really try and stay on top of everything. And you need a good team for that. And particularly, I suppose, a good team boss. And we had your boss, Ian James, on our show fairly recently. What's he like as a boss? He's not listening. So feel free to say what you like.
He's rubbish.
He said the same about you. That's weird.
Yeah.
Where is he? Can we invite him?
Yeah, just get him in.
Get him on. Get him on. But it must be, you know, you need that big team dynamic round, and having Ian there, you know, since obviously, especially Stoffel, you've been there, you know, it was HWA, and now that's obviously led into the full-blown Mercedes team. You've seen the development from it right from the first season, and to have, you know, someone like Ian James at the helm must be a good thing as well, to have someone spearheading your development.
Yeah, so when I joined the team, obviously it was HWA, and it was still, everything was privately run by them, and you know, I was part of it since the very beginning, where, you know, formerly it was completely new to the team, so no one had any clue about the championship, about car setup, about the energy management. And I was honestly pulling my hair in the beginning with you know, the same people that we have today, you know, that they're 95% are the same people. But it just shows through the last 3 years how much, you know, this team has progressed, has come along. You know, in the beginning, no one had any experience, and we made a lot of mistakes, you know, same from my side, but also the team had no experience. They couldn't really teach me anything about the championship, about the car or whatever. So we kind of had to discover it all together. But yeah, in some way, I'm proud as well to have been part of that journey since the start, you know, to start with HWA, to then progress into a manufacturer team with Mercedes, and you know, having the first win for Mercedes last season here in Berlin as well, and now being in a position to fight for for both championships. So yeah, I think we can all be proud to be part of this project.
A quick interruption to the show to remind you to check out our sponsor, F1 Experiences. F1 Experiences offer a wide range of packages that come direct from Formula One, giving you a unique experience of the pinnacle of motorsport. Official ticket packages come with the very best race tickets, first-class hotels and transfers, and unprecedented access, including track tours, pit lane walks, VIP hospitality, and loads more. It really is the closest you can get to Formula One, and thanks to F1 Experiences, you can return to the track this year, and Motormouth listeners can save 5% on your next F1 Experiences package by using the code Motormouth when booking online at f1experiences.com.
Now, on to the most important part of this interview, and we've given Stoffel a little heads up about this because he was on time, Nick, quite frankly, so he got the heads up. So this is where I passed...
Well, which interview? Marlene, come on, back me up on this. I was in another interview.
It's my fault. I'm so sorry.
See, thank you.
You've actually got evidence. You've been backed up there. Fair play.
Fair enough. We'll forgive you. But I will pass you over to my very tall, big-footed, illustrious, bearded colleague to introduce you to the Motormouth Queen.
Yes, Stoffel Vandoorne, Nick de Vries, welcome to Motormouths, the hardest quiz in motorsport, because I'm never quite sure if the answers I've got are actually correct. And also, it's all about you and your careers. And if history has anything to prove, a lot of drivers seem to forget what they've done. So we'll give it a go and see how we do. I've got four questions for you and a bonus question after that. It's a mixture of a couple of team radio clips as well, which you'll hear into your ears shortly. And basically, there are 14 points up for grabs. At the moment, at the very top of the leaderboard, is actually a former Formula E champion in the form of Nelson Piquet Jr., who's sitting pretty with 14 points at the moment. If you get 14, you go to the top. Who else is up there? Dilf Baggill, Alexander Sims is up there as well. Mark Webber in fifth.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So are you up for the challenge of your first question? You've got to work together here as a team.
Together, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Together.
Got to work so together. Both our names would be on top.
You'll be, yes. So you've got to work together to get maximum points, okay?
Sounds
all
good.
Sound good?
I'm
all right.
Up for it. I'm leaning forward. I'm
here
getting
we go.
Ready.
He's We're ready. Okay, here is your first question. Right. In what position did you both finish your first ever Formula E races?
Oh, Jesus.
I know it was not finish.
I finished, but it was bloody far down the order. I remember that.
Mine is relatively easy.
Yes.
I know. It's P7 in race one, Saudi. But come on, mate. We need...
Are you sure it was P7?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Harry.
Was there a post-race penalty or something which put you up a position?
Oh.
Wikipedia says you actually did better than P7. Not by much.
P6.
Yeah. I've got P6 written down. But I feel like you're in the ballpark anyway, so I'm happy to give you the point.
Oh,
yeah. We need Stoffel's point as well.
Okay. Go on, Stoffel.
I don't know.
It was far down.
17?
Oh. P16. But you know what? I'm going to get this through. There were 3 points up for grabs there. I'm going to give you 2 out of 3 on that one. Fair. Because you were both pretty close.
Yeah, but I don't like it. No, because then we can lead. I don't like it. I won 3.
A competitive racing driver.
You may be able to make up an extra point if I'm feeling generous as we go through. Okay, because your next question is not really a question. We're going to play you a little clip of something. Have a listen to it, and then I'm going to ask you a question at the end of it. So have a listen to this.
Here it comes.
P1, P2, yes! Yes! What a day! Oh, my God.
Stoffel, this is Ian.
That's all you get.
So I think we just about caught that. So Stoffel and Nick, I suppose, working together, but a little clue there in the clip, I think. Stoffel, this is potentially your realm here. What can you tell me is going on? Who's talking? What's just happened? Where are you? Can you provide a bit of the context for us?
This was Berlin last year, the final race of the season. And it was the post-race celebrations in the car, you know. So I was talking with my engineer, obviously, and then Ian also came on the radio.
Full house.
Excellent.
Full house.
That's an extra bonus point, right?
I'm gonna give you three.
I could have guessed this one right without even being in the car.
This
was easy.
But I'm going to give you a full house of 3 because there's still 2 more full point questions up for grabs, okay? The next one is going to be a difficult one, I think, unless, you know, you say you're twins, but how well do you really know each other? Question for both of you. Stoffel, when is Nick's birthday? Nick, when is Stoffel's birthday? I'm looking for the day, the month, and the year.
Oh, man.
Fucking hell. I know it's in March.
Okay, yeah, you can have that, yeah. Any idea when?
I should know because we celebrated it. We celebrated it somewhere, no? We had a cake or something.
I'll give you a clue. You're not far apart in months.
Yeah, very close.
Okay.
No, yeah. I know that. Thank you for you.
I'll go with the year 95.
Yeah, correct. 95, correct.
Okay, so I've got that one right.
I think you've earned a point there collectively because you've got a mark
and
the
stuff
year.
Is I think is it 93?
Ooh.
Or 92?
No.
92. Is it March 25th?
So close.
You're what? Go up one.
Is it 26?
Yes, he's got it in one. There we go.
Well, I've been close.
You're close. Yeah. You're close. And come on, Stoffel. Any idea for Nick?
Well, if you said the month is close, I'll go. I think you were before me. Yeah, so February.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Well done.
Very good.
So Stoff got the year and the month right, which is already something.
Yes.
But the day I have no clue. What I feel like it was during a race. I don't know. Wait, can I check my calendar?
Absolutely
not if it says Nick De Vries' birthday was in
Look, he's saw tweets on his camera.
This is I don't know about this.
This feels like a point deduction. This is
February.
There we go.
You got February. You've got 95.
I don't remember.
You know. Well, all right, I'm gonna put you out of your misery.
I'm gonna go with the tent.
No, you wait. Well, you're not way off, but no, you're wrong. I'm gonna give you 2 out of 3 points on that one. Which I think is fair. So, Stoffel, you, of course, I think, are the 26th of March, 1992. Yeah. And Nick, you were born on the 6th of February, 1995. Oh. But you know what? You nearly got it between you. But I'm going to give you 2 out of 3 points here. We'll move on to the next one. And then we have one more bonus point after that. So you can claw back some points here. It's another clip. This time it's all about Nick. So, Nick, important for you to listen to this one. Play it, and it's the same thing again. Just give me the context at the end.
Here it comes.
This is an absolute catastrophe. De Vries is going to be the only driver. Yeah. Maybe Cassidy.
What's going on? Look, they're all weaving around because
all of the field, apart from Mercedes, have miscalculated the length of the race.
After the first sentence, I already knew what it was.
I mean, I knew it as well.
You can give us 3 points. Well, Valencia, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely correct. That must have been a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, but I never realized because I was the whole race fighting with Antonio in P2.
Mm.
And then obviously, Antonio kind of dropped in front of me going into the last lap. But I obviously never realized what happened behind me. Until
I think
after
I
the
had
race.
The more crazy part of the race.
Yeah.
I mean, I got disqualified from pole, so I started last in that race. And with two laps to go or three laps to go, I basically everyone was running out of energy in front. So it was, it was super weird, but quite funny at the same time, actually.
Yeah, two laps because it was a safety car restart and the Costa could have made it a one lap and made it a two instead.
That's probably the craziest so far. But the good news is that got you a full 3 points. Here is your final question.
Bonus point.
Yeah. A bonus point up for grabs here. In total, how many podiums does Mercedes EQ have in Formula E?
So
his
if we share a podium, how does that work? Is that 2 podiums?
Yes. However many podiums Nick has, however many podiums Stoffel has, combine them, and that includes obviously wins as well.
So a win is counted as a podium.
Yes.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, I think, last season.
So just count yours and I'll add mine.
Okay. 1, 2.
You had 3 last year.
And this year.
I don't want to put pressure on you, but you really need this bonus point to make an impact on the leaderboard.
Yeah, this year I had 2.
2. Yeah, so you had 3 last year because you had 2 in Saudi, 1 in Berlin, plus 2 this year, Rome and Valencia. Yeah. So you have a total of 5.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
I had 1 last year in Berlin and 4 this year, like Saudi race 1, Valencia race 2, and then 2 in London. Exactly. So basically it makes 5 and 5.
And when you add that together,
10.
What do you get?
10.
Hey, you get the bonus point. Well full done. House. Very well done. You do have, of course, 10 podiums. So all of that means, let me quickly do the math.
I love how seriously you took that. That was super.
The problem is, you know, we don't have that many podiums. So it's you know, they're quite easy to remember. So I feel like we should have more, you know.
Yeah. To be fair, only in, two official seasons. Okay, well, at the end of all of that, there were 14 points up for grabs. You have done yourself well there. You've got 11 points out of 14, which is not to be sniffed at, but that does put you down in, where are you? You are just above Esteban Gutierrez and Edo Mortara in about 15th position there. So I told you it's a tight leaderboard.
So, yeah, but you know, the birthday thing had us over, because for sure the others didn't have a question like that.
Well, no, we've had both the Neo drivers on here. They've had the same question.
Yeah, but you know what they do? They're on Google as you speak. It's easy to cheat.
I'm sorry.
It.
Did we all miss when Stoffel went and checked his calendar?
I went to look at my schedule, not on Google, to find out his
That's
his
a fair
date.
Comment. Yeah. That's a fair comment.
Yeah. We didn't cheat. We didn't cheat.
Right. Well, look, all right. Well, you've done the quiz. That's the hard part out of the way. Now, we don't have very long left with you. So we're going to move on and we're going to go to the next part, the final part of the show while we still have you. But I'm sure we'll do another quiz at some stage, maybe next season, so you can try and improve.
We will indeed. But that was fantastically well done. And if you bear in mind, we're nearly at 100 episodes. So 15th is not a bad result.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, listen, I want to know from both of you.
15 is a bad result.
15th out of... Maybe.
No one wants to be P15.
Out of 100?
I feel like we need to put Nick and Stoffel first, just because I'm a little bit scared of Nick.
And
I'm gonna
yeah.
and I'm gonna be there this weekend, and I'm slightly nervous for my life, if I'm honest. So, let's just make them champions and be done with it, please.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, he's gonna hunt me down. This is not good.
But actually, you don't know us well enough, because I'll tell you, when stuff gets grumpy, you better
get grumpy or something else.
Nobody wants a grumpy. So I'm staying. I think I'm staying.
You don't want to meet me on a bad day.
I think I'm staying in your hotel as well. So this has got real bad news written all over it. We'll come on to our final three, which is brought to you by F1 Experiences, our friends and sponsors of the podcast. I'll kick things off this week. Same question to both of you. We ask all our guests these same three. Let's come to you first, Stoffel. What's got you excited at this very moment?
Well, what's got me excited is that it's the final race of the season for us. I mean, it's a circuit I really enjoy a lot. Berlin, like we just saw earlier, we had some pretty good results here last season, and you know, there's a championship to play for as well. So I just like to go into the weekend kind of empty-headed and open-minded, let's say, and you know, just try and finish this season on a high. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
And yeah, same to you, Nick.
Same answer.
Nice. All right, I'll move on to the next one then. We'll start with you then on this one, shall we, Nick? If you weren't a racing driver, what would you be doing?
I liked architecture as a kid, but in all fairness, I never really had a plan B. Yeah. So, yeah, this was the A plan, and one way or the other, I had to make it work.
Yeah, we've heard that one from a few drivers who seem to focus, put their all eggs into one basket, but it's obviously worked out for you. Stoffel, same question for you.
Yeah, it's funny. Nick said architecture, because that's the same for me, because my dad is he's an architect, and yeah, I always liked the drawing side a little bit, and you know, interior stuff. But yeah, same as probably most other drivers, that wasn't really in my head. There was not really a plan B, let's say, at the time.
Yeah, you've got to go all in, haven't you, if you want to make it to the top.
Yeah.
Now, this last question is a good one, and it throws up all sorts of different answers. We've had people who have shared their fears and what they're scared of, and we've had everything from Crofty, F1 lead commentator, being scared of bloody tea bags. We've had killer whales, sharks, all sorts of heights and various weird and wonderful things.
Oh, this is actually useful to know. Sebastian Buemi, deathly afraid of sharks. Yeah. So keep that one up your sleeve.
Yeah, yeah. Just throw a shark at him and you'll be fine.
He is a funny character.
Yeah, he is. There's some weird ones up and down your grid, I tell you. Nick, let's come to you on this one first. What are you scared of?
I'm not necessarily scared, but I'm just not a great fan of animals.
What, just
any animal?
Just don't like dogs, cats?
Well, dogs, cats, I mean, if they're small, I'm fine, you know. And I feel tall, so I feel like I can, you know, I can fight them if required. But no, animals.
You can't fight a cat. You can't beat up a cat, Nick.
Well, I can tell you that. Yeah, so just animals in general, I'm not very very good with. And just in like Monaco is very, very safe. But if you have some big cities at night, and I'm just not really a brave guy with these things. I'm rather the one that I'd rather be safe than in danger in those occasions.
So you'd stick yourself in one of the fastest race cars on the planet instead.
Yeah, it's like you kind of
feel safe.
It feels safe, and it feels like you're in control. I don't like it when there are situations which are fully out of my control.
Yeah, it's that lack of control. That's a great answer. Love that. And Stoffel, same to you.
Probably spiders. I don't mind the small ones. You know, the little ones, I don't really care. But when they have a bit of volume, you know, that's
if you're faced with a tarantula, you might run away from
exactly.
that one.
I'm out of there. You won't see me.
that's a much more sensible answer. No, it's very true. I can't do spiders, even little ones, not for me. Well, look, I think that's pretty much there. We'd love to have more time with you, but hopefully we'll get another chance next season, perhaps. But we are doing this on the weekend before the Berlin Racer finale. So we wish you both, because you're still at this point in time, both in the hunt for the championship. So we wish you the best of luck this weekend as well. We know Formula E is crazy, but hopefully luck will be on your side. Nick de Vries, Stoffel van Dorn from Mercedes EQ Formula E team, thank you so much for coming on to the Motormouth podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Before you go, one final reminder to check out F1 Experiences, the official experience, hospitality and travel program of Formula One. F1 Experiences is the closest you can get to the sport. Official ticket packages, which include the best race tickets, first class hotels, travel and exclusive behind the scenes access across a Grand Prix weekend. F1 Experiences offer packages like no other. So to book your F1 Experiences package, head on online to f1experiences.com, and if you enter code Motormouth, you'll get 5% off too. Thank you so much for listening to the Motormouth podcast. Do make sure you give us a follow on our socials, Twitter at Motormouth_, Instagram at Motormouth_official, and Facebook, just search Motormouth. You can also download the Motormouth app, where you can get exclusive video content from MMTV, create your own social profile to interact with other fans, and check up on all the latest happenings with whatever motorsport takes your fancy. We're also proud to be supporting the Brain Tumor Charity too, so make sure you check the links in the podcast description to find out how you can help cure brain tumors quicker. Don't forget to like, subscribe and review, and until next time, you've been listening to the Motormouth podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.